FM 101 Orangeville, we're here for another in-studio spotlight. We are joined with...
Alec Gilbert, hello.
Awesome, good to have you here, man. So let's just right off the bat, tell a little bit about yourself and who you are as a musician.
I'm a multi-instrumentalist here in Orangeville. I play everything from the violin to the accordion, mainly piano. I street perform a lot during the farmers markets, and I'm going to begin street performing a lot more often at Mill Creek Ice Cream here on Mill Street.
Awesome, Alec. Now, we just heard you perform, and you're an incredible pianist. Where did it all start? When was that day that music to you was like, okay, I want to do this?
It was in a barn, actually. It was a rusty old piano in a barn. My cousin played piano at the time, and she taught me a couple songs, and I was really bad at it, but I decided that I wanted to keep trying because I don't like it when I'm bad at things. So my mom stole a piano from the hospital that was given to them as a donation. No one was using it. I was the only one that went into the hospital to actually use it, so she brought it home for me. And I started watching YouTube videos at home, so I taught myself for a good year, and I started lessons in 2017 at Tritone Music.
Wow, so you're still about just 6 years into playing piano, and you're incredible. So what is it about music that really attracts you to continuing to learn and improve?
It's really the creation. I don't like listening to people is the thing. I like taking sheet music and making it my own. So I really love creating, making my own songs instead of listening to the sheet music of others, which is also how I kind of make my own sheet music. I don't give exact instructions on how to play. I want each individual to have their own experience learning my songs or listening to them.
Nice. Okay, so you don't like listening, but you have to have some sort of inspiration behind the music that you create. So where do you get your inspiration from the music that you're creating?
A lot of local musicians in the area, a lot of the people that you're going to see at the CYA Festival that I'm performing at, Emily Gilbert on the guitar, my piano teacher, Heather Holmes, playing as a part of Tritone Music Studios. But also a lot of online personas. Kyle Landry is a really great pianist. Most of the songs I know were written by him. Jonathan Aldrich, another great one that I really look up to.
Awesome. So you play a lot of your own music. Things are starting to get better in the world here. A lot of live music going on again. Where do you like to play and what do you have coming up?
I like to play outside in front of people. I don't like to be too confined. Really, outside live performing is the only way I do best.
Right.
I'm going to be starting a charity campaign soon. It's starting on the 16th. I'll be playing at the ice cream shop in Orangeville. I'll be playing at Aardvark. I'll be playing at Dragonfly. A lot of different places. The charity campaign will be a part of the CYA Festival as well. So any donations given to me while I'm street performing at CYA will also be given to the charity campaign.
Right on, man. That's great of you.
Yeah.
Continuing on here, you write your own music. What do you have out so far? Tell us a little bit about the releases that you've put on YouTube so far and Spotify, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little about your past music and what you have coming up.
In the past, it's just been very bland videos, not a lot of soul put into them, but I've started learning how to edit to get a little bit better at the YouTube area. But also, I have two songs out on Spotify, two singles. I have a album coming out in August. So the charity campaign is also to hype that up a bit. And the two singles out right now are called Cider and Ochre. I just played Ochre. It was the first song of part of my live set here in the studio.
Nice. Yeah, it was great. So you said August we can expect some new music.
Yep.
What can people expect with this new music? What are they going to hear?
It's really theatrical, I would describe it. I started off as wanting to make calm music, so there's a couple calm songs in there, but I don't like writing that kind of stuff. I like listening to it, but I don't have it in me to write it, so the further I started going into the album, it just started getting more fantastical and a little more hype.
Awesome. So we talked about YouTube, we talked about Spotify. Where exactly can we find you on those adverts?
Pretty much anywhere under the name Alec Gilbert. I'm actually verified on Spotify now, so there's not going to be any, mess-ups putting Alec Gilbert into there. I'll be the first one.
Right on. So anything else that you want to let the community know about? Anything upcoming? Any kind of single releases or just performances?
You can look out for some more albums in the future. I'd say, like, 2025.
Nice.
It's very far into the future, but I'm not going to stick to piano. It's going to branch out into every instrument.
if you had one venue you could play at tomorrow, what would it be?
I don't know. Somewhere big, somewhere open.
There you go. Perfect. Alec Gilbert, thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to your releases coming up.
Thank you.